Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball four. Parrish moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field. Cowens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cowens. Luzinski scores. Johnson moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-1 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Essien and he is out, Almon applying the tag. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-1 in the game. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lozinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-1 in the game. Cowens bunts in front of the plate. Essien fields it and throws to first for the out. Wackenfuss moves to second. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wackenfuss moves to third. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters bunts towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Burns. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almone strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wilcox. Bernazard moves to third. Rusty Koontz pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coons. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Joaquin Fuss moves to third. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joaquin Fuss tags and scores. Cowens tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Luzinski moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. One out. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Jim Essien. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Luzinski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Molinaro reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now playing third base. Mark Hill now catching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-1 in the game. Koontz hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lozinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Brown pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cowens bunts towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pappy hits a fly ball into left field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Stan Pappy now playing first base. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Fisk, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lemon moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Mike Squires now playing first base. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Bernazard covering, for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson pinch runs for Steve Kemp. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fisk fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Gibson moves to second. Two outs. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.